拜。
We're pleased to have a very special Sunday service.
今天不只是第一个主日，这个月的第一个主日。
It's not only the first Sunday of the month.
我们也是圣餐主日。
It's also the day that we'll observe the Lord's Supper.
还有一个最重要的地方。
And the most important of all.
就是今天我们有四位的弟兄。他们受洗以后要做见证。
That is, there will be four brothers among us. They were baptized, and now today they will give their testimony among us.
昨天我们下午的时候，我们在有一个浸礼。
Yesterday afternoon, we held this baptismal service.
但是今天他们要在众人的面前做见证。
Today they will testify in front of everybody.
我们今天的讲到的经文是记载在民数记二十六章到二十七章。
The scripture of our sermon today will be in the Numbers chapters 26 and 27.
我这两章的经文太长，我们只读两段。
The scriptures are long, so we'll just read two passages.
我们先读第二十六章的第一节到第四节。
First, we'll read chapter 26, Numbers chapter 26, from verses 1-4.
我先读中文，然后读英文。
We'll read in Chinese first, then English.
第二十六章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 26, verse 1-4.
瘟疫之后，耶和华晓谕摩西和祭司亚伦的儿子以利亚撒说，你们要将以色列全会众按他们的宗族，凡以色列中从二十岁以外能出去打仗的计算总数。摩西和祭司以利亚撒在摩亚平原与耶利哥相对的约旦河边向以色列人说，你们将你们中间从二十岁以外的计算总数，是照耶和华吩咐出埃及地的摩西和以色列人的话。
Okay, I will read in the English. I will read from the New International Version. Numbers chapter 26, verse 1-4. After the plague, the Lord said to Moses and Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, take a census of the whole Israelite community by families, all those 20 years old or more who are able to serve in the army of Israel. So on the plains of Moab, by the Jordan across from Jericho, Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them and said, take a census of the men 20 years old or more, as the Lord commanded Moses. These were the Israelites who came out of Egypt.
第二段的经文是我们读二十七章十二节到二十三节。
Okay, the next paragraph we'll read from chapter 26, verse 12. Chapter 27, verse 12 to
23. Yeah, 到最后。
Okay, we'll read from chapter 27, verse 12 until the end of chapter 27.
我先来读中文。耶和华对摩西说，你上这亚巴林山观看我所赐给以色列人的地，看了以后，你也必归到你列祖那里，像你哥哥亚伦一样，因为你们在寻的旷野，当会众争闹的时候，违背了我的命，没有在永水之地会众面前尊我为圣。这水就是寻的旷野加底斯米利巴水。摩西对耶和华说，愿耶和华万人之灵的神立一个人治理会众，可以在他们面前出入，也可以引导他们，免得耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般。耶和华对摩西说，嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，按手在他头上，使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众面前，嘱咐他，又将你的尊荣给他几分，使以色列全会众都听从他。他要站在祭司以色列以利亚撒面前，以利亚撒要凭乌灵的判断，在耶和华面前为他求问。他和以色列全会众都要遵以利亚撒的命出入。于是摩西照耶和华所吩咐的， 将约书亚领来，使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众面前，按手在他头上，嘱咐他，是照耶和华借摩西所说的话。
Okay. Numbers 27 verse 12 to 23. Then the Lord said to Moses, Go up this mountain in the Abarim range and see the land that I have given the Israelites. After you have seen it, you too will be gathered to your people as your brother Aaron was. For when the community rebelled at the waters in the desert of Zin, both of you disobeyed my command to honor me as holy before their eyes. These were the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Zin. Moses said to the Lord, May the Lord, the God of the spirits of all mankind, appoint a man over this community to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in. So the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd. So the Lord said to Moses, Take Joshua son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly and commission him in their presence. Give him some of your authority so the whole Israelite community will obey him. He is to stand before Eleazar the priest, who will obtain decisions for him by inquiring of the Urim before the Lord. At his command, he and the entire community of the Israelites will go out, and at his command they will come in. Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and had him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole assembly. Then he laid his hands on him and commissioned him, as the Lord instructed through Moses.
今天这一段的经文特别讲到以色列人在旷野第二次被数点。
Today, these passages tell us that this is the second time that Israelites were numbered in the wilderness.
这一次的数点是他们的第二代人。
The numbering, this time the numbering is for the second generation of the Israelites.
讲到这里，我就想起我们中国人有一句俗语。
Speaking of this, there's a Chinese saying.
长江后浪推前浪，一代更比一代强。
You go figure.
哎呀，这个其实呢，它这个俗语就是说呢，那个河里边的那个水呢，那个后边的浪就把前边的浪推走了。
Okay, what it's saying is, in essence, is there are waves coming after waves, and the waves coming later will cover the waves.
那个人类的历史里边呢，一代人一个 generation 就是比另外一代人呢应该更好。
Okay, so what it says is the generation after should be better than the generation before.
那这是我们一个人的希望。
This is our hope.
希望我们呢，每一代的延续的时候，是后边的人生活比前面的那一代人生活更好。
So our hope is that our children after us will live a better life than we are.
那个，所以呢，在我们这个华人的家庭里面就有很多的问题。
This creates some problem in our Chinese families.
那个父亲呢，当年考大学的时候没考上这个名牌大学。
So if the father didn't get into the greatest the best university at his time.
完了以后呢，等他孩子长大的时候呢，就跟孩子说：“孩子啊，当年你爸爸我没有考上，所以你要考上。”
So.When it's time for his boy to get into college, he tells his boy, okay, now, those in the last time I didn't get into this particular university, now you gotta get in.
那个孩子就问他一个问题。
So the kid asked the father.
是你考试呢，还是我考试
？So are you going to college or am I going to college？
那你考不上，为什么非得让我考上
？Well, if you didn't make it, then why do I have to make it？
但是我们做父亲的总是希望下一代比我们要更好。
But the father always in Chinese families, the father always wants the children to be better than. than he is.
但是有一个很现实的问题。
But the problem is,
如果我们的下一代的生活跟我们以前一模一样。
The problem is, if the next generation lives a life that's the same as ours,
那你以为他下一代的生活能够跟我们有什么区别吗？
Why do you think that their life will be different from ours?
如果他们下一代的生活不改变的话，
if there's no change in the life of the next generation,
那他们的生活不会比我们好。
Then their lives won't be any better than ours.
因为他们的生活跟我们是一样的。
Because their lives is identical to ours.
讲到这一段的经文，就需要思想。
So we need to think from this passage.
第一次的数点在第一章到第四章的时候，已经过去了四十年了。
The first numbering was chapters 1 to 4. That's 40 years ago.
上一次的数点在西乃的旷野。
The first numbering was in the desert of Sinai.
他们以色列人刚刚出埃及。
The Israelites just came out of Egypt.
第一次他们确定了以色列民族的概念。
For the first time, they have this concept that they are a people.
他们是一群刚刚自由了的奴隶。
They were slaves just freed from slavery.
经过数点排队，他们成为了耶和华的军队。
From this numbering, they were numbered and they were arranged to be an army for the Lord.
经过了四十年
，40 years later，
这支军队经历了失望、痛苦、灾难，还有战争。
So this army experienced desperation. They experienced
痛苦
disaster. They experienced some pain.
还有战争
and war.
今天他们来到了以色列应许之地的对面，就是摩亚的平原。
Now they have come and they have arrived on the other side of the Jordan, facing the promised land.
他们准备进入应许之地。
They're preparing to enter this promised land.
就是在这种的情况之下，他们要重新数点以色列子民。
Under the circumstances, the people are numbered again.
为什么要重新数点？
Why do they have to be numbered again?
数点有一个很重要的目的。
This numbering has a particular purpose.
以前人们要数点男丁，重要的是为打仗。
In old times, the numbering of the men is to prepare them for war.
那在以色列人的中间，他们要得应许之地，数点还是为了分土地。
So among the Israelites, to number them is to prepare them so once they enter the promised land, they can get their share of the land.
但是数点的时候，我们发现了一件事。
But something happened during this numbering.
旧的一代在那次第二次的数点的时候全都死掉了。
The first generation that came out of Egypt during the first numbering, they were all gone in the second numbering.
因为他们在旷野的四十年不信靠神。
For they have not trusted the Lord in the 40 years during this 40 year in the wilderness.
神就对他们有咒诅。
So the Lord put a curse on them.
神向他们这些发怨言的说，以后你们永远不可以进入那应许之地。
So the Lord said to the first generation who complained throughout these 40 years, and the Lord said, you will not enter the promised land.
所以这一次的数点是新的一代人成长起来要进入应许之地。
So this numbering is actually for the second generation who grew up in the wilderness who are going to enter the promised land.
这一次的数点，圣经里特别说，这一次数点里边没有一个是上一次数点留下来的人。
The passage tells us specifically that in the second numbering, none of them are among the first time.
你如果想象一下，今天我们在座的人是正在经历第二次的属典。
Say, let's put ourselves in their shoes. That say, if we are being numbered.
那我们一边数点的时候，我们想到了什么
？So what's in our mind? What comes through our mind when you are numbered?
很多人在第一次数点的时候，他们年纪还很小。
Many of those people during this numbering they were very little, they were very young while during the first numbering.
所以他们没有被数点在这个第一次的数点的军队里。
That's right, they were not counted in the first time.
但是这一次的数点的时候，他们就想到他们父亲的情况。
So while they're counted, they think about what happened during the first time.
他们小的时候看着他们的父辈向神发怨言。
While they were little, they witnessed the complaints of their fathers.
他们小的时候看着他们的父辈怎么样得罪神，怎么样被神咒诅。
They witnessed how their father rebelled against God and how their fathers were punished by God.
在他们的成长过程之中，可能是看着他们的父亲怎么样死在神的面前。
They may have witnessed their fathers perished in the desert while they're growing up.
上一次的数点，他们刚刚出埃及，数点的时候是带着欢喜和快乐。
In the first numbering, they just came out of Egypt, so they were in the mood of a celebration.
但是这一次的数点，我相信所有的人都心中难过悲伤。
But I believe that during the second numbering, these people, they were probably having some kind of doubts or maybe have some kind of sadness in their hearts.
因为他们所有的父亲都死了。
Because all their fathers perished in the wilderness.
这是两代人的事情。
So this is a matter between two generations of people.
我们中国人很讲要吸取教训。
We Chinese will believe that we should learn from our past.
上一代人做错了的事，下一代人应该吸取教训。
A mistake made by the past generation, we should learn from them.
但是很多的时候，我们在下一代的人并没有吸取教训，而是继续犯同样的错误。
But the fact is that we never learn from the mistakes made by our past generation. We continue to make the same mistakes.
只有下一代人不再犯同样的错误，他们的生活才会不一样。
Only when the next generation learn from the past mistakes, and then their lives will be better.
那样，他们的生活才能变得比上一代更好。
Only then their lives will be better than the previous generation.
其实一个人也是一样。
Well, it's in matter of fact, it's true for everybody.
一个人不能永远走以前的老路。
A person cannot just take the same path time after time.
因为我们的人生总是有一些做错的地方。
Because we make mistakes in our past.
如果你天天还犯同样的错误，你这个人真的是没办法救了。
Well, if you make the same mistakes time after time, then you're probably beyond hope.
那我们就要吸取教训，在下一个人生的阶段就要有一个不同的生活。
So we should learn from our past mistakes so that we can live better in our future.
如果我们能够重新做人，人生才会有希望。
There will be hope in our lives if we can learn to from the past mistakes.
那个囚犯刑满出狱的时候
，A prisoner after he served his sentence, he comes out of the prison.
那个一般呢，那个警察呢，都会怎么样拍着他的肩膀
？Usually, the prison guard will probably give him some kind of patting on the shoulder.
啊，那就跟对他说。重新做人，好好生活吧。
The God will probably tell him, be a new person, live a new life.
所以呢，他自己出那个监狱的时候呢，他也自己也会这么想。
So when the prisoner first came out of the prison, he probably thinks that way.
那我今天出去了，我要重新开始新的生活，我要重新做人。
I should live a new life and be a new person.
但是多少人出了监狱以后，又回到他以前的生活之中。
But the reality is, many of these people who came out of the prison and they just go back to their previous life.
人需要改变。
People need to change.
人需要开始新的生活。
People need to start a new life.
但是这生活，新生活是怎么来的呢？
But how do we get to this new life?
以弗所书第四章里边特别有这样的一句话。
In Ephesians chapter 4 says this.
他说将你们的心智改换一新。
哪一节？
23-24。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. To be made new in the attitude of your minds.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Verse 24, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
所以我们从这里可以看到。
So from this passage, we should be able to see that.
一个基督徒就是一个新造的人。
A Christian is a new creation.
当我们在神的面前受洗归向他的时候，我们就是立志要做一个新人，开始一个新生活。
When we're baptized, after we're baptized, we should make up our mind that we are a new person.
以前的生活已经过去了。
The past is past.
但是今天从今天开始我要立志过一个新的生活。
From today, I should be living a new life.
别人过新生活不一样 不是一件容易的事。
For other people, living a new life may not be a simple matter.
但是有主与我们同在，我们可以过一个完全不一样的新生活。
But we can live a totally different life with the help of our Lord.
那属点的结果是怎样的呢
？So what's the result of this this numbering？
如果我们回家去仔细看这个属点的结果，你会发现
，If you read the passage again after you go home, we should be able to find out
属点的数目几乎一样多。
The actual numbers came out of the census is almost identical to the first one.
所以全新的一代代替了旧的一代。
So what it says is that this new generation actually replaced the first generation.
从另外一个角度我们也可以看到。
If we look at this from another angle,
子孙并没有承担父亲的罪责。
So if we look at this from a different angle, the children did not actually bear the sin of their fathers.
这里面有很特别的一个家庭。
There's a special family among them.
那就是可拉的后裔。
That is the descendants of the Korahites.
那个可拉呢，这个在圣经里边记载呢，他得罪神是很厉害的。
According to the Bible, Korah actually really sinned against the Lord.
那神就惩罚他和跟随他的人。
So the Lord punished him, not only him, but all those who followed him.
那个用惩罚的方法是非常奇特。
The punishment was very unique.
是让地裂开口，把他们吞下去。
The punishment was that the earth split and swallowed the whole family.
不是 family, 是他们那一群人。
The group of people who followed Korah.
但是他的子孙并没有灭绝。
But the Lord did not kill all his descendants.
可拉的后裔他是利未人。
The Korahites are actually Levites.
在这里，圣经里特别说，可拉的众子没有死亡。
The Bible specifically tells us that not all of Korah's descendants perished.
如果我们去读诗篇的话
，If we read from the Book of Psalms，
我们就会发现有很多的诗篇在那个诗篇的 title 上特别讲到可拉后裔的诗篇。
You should be able to find out that among the Psalms, many of them on the title says these Psalms were specifically made by the descendants of Korah.
所以很多人认为就是那些没有死的可拉的子孙所做的诗篇。
So it is believed that these Psalms were made by the Korahites that did not perish along with Korah.
所以从这一个数点我们可以看到一个很明显的问题。
So we can see there's an obvious problem from this census.
可拉的子孙并没有效法他们父辈所犯的罪。
The descendants Korah did not follow the steps of their fathers.
反而跟随神，信靠神。
Instead, they chose the path to follow God and to listen to God.
在27章的前半段
The first half of chapter 27, Numbers chapter 27.
特别讲到一个族谱里面遇到的一个女子的问题。
There's a specific mentioning of women in the generations.
那这个有一个人，他有五个女儿，没有儿子。
This is one guy that he had five daughters, but no son.
按照当时的习惯呢，只有儿子可以继承土地。
According to the law at that time, only male descendants can inherit the property.
女儿呢，因为要嫁出去，所以呢，只可以有嫁妆，不可以带着土地嫁出去。
So the daughters were not allowed to marry. And take the land with them. They can only take some possessions.
Yeah. 但是因为他家没有儿子。
The thing is, this guy doesn't have any son.
那他怎么办呢？怎么解决这个问题呢？
So what's going to happen?
所以圣经里面特别把这个问题给解决。
So here, Bible specifically tells us how to solve this kind of problem.
那就是特别说，你只可以嫁给同宗同支派的人。
So the solution is, all his daughters had to marry people within their tribal family.
Yeah, the same tribe.
Same tribe.
Yeah.所以呢，从这边我们可以看到另外一个，这个数点里边不是光光针对男性，而也是并不偏待女子。
So from this census, we can tell that the census is not just towards the males, but there's also reference to the females.
神的祝福既是整体的，也是个人的。
The blessing of the Lord is not only for the whole people, but also for the individuals.
神的救恩是为整个人类的，也是为你个人的。
The salvation of the Lord is for the whole humanity, but it's also for you and for me.
人生的道路是你自己选的。
You choose your own path.
你选择可以选择跟随神。
You can choose to follow the Lord.
神就把生命的福气赐给你。
And the Lord will bless you with abundant blessings.
你可以选择背叛神。
You can also choose not to follow the Lord.
就像死在旷野的那一代的以色列人一样。
Like the first generation that came out of Egypt, like what they did in the wilderness.
但是神就把灭亡给他们。
And the Lord punished them with perishing.
通过数点，我们看见了一个事实。
Through the census, we can tell this fact.
神的话语不会改变。
The word of the Lord does not change.
因着人的不顺服，经历了四十年的痛苦。
The people of Israel suffered for 40 years because of their disbelief.
虽然晚了很多年。
Although it's been after many years.
但是神的计划终于实现了。
But the plan of the Lord come to fruition at the end.
因为他要带着以色列人进入应许之地。
Because his plan was to bring the Israelites into the promised land.
经过数典。
After this, through the census.
经过这四十年。
Through this 40 years.
以色列民的信心增强了。
The faith of the Israelites increased.
以前成为耶和华的军队是一群乱乱糟糟的刚刚自由的奴隶。
After they first came out of Egypt, this group of people, they were a group of former slaves. They were not really an army.
但是经过这四十年，他们改造成真正耶和华的军队。
But through this 40 years, they were transformed into a real army for the Lord.
因为圣经里特别讲到这一代人。
For the Bible tells us specifically about this generation.
他们这一代人直到死的时候都跟从耶和华。
The second generation, they follow Lord until the end of their lives.
因为他们从小的时候就看见了神的大能和大力。
For they witnessed the power and the might of the Lord from their youth.
也看到他们父亲怎么样，父亲辈们怎么样死在神的面前。
And they witnessed how their previous generation perished in the wilderness.
所以他们在神的面前终其一生跟随耶和华。
So they decided they will follow the Lord throughout their lives.
通过这次数典也培养了新的领袖。
Through the census also raised a group of new leaders.
约书亚看着以色列人的失败。
Joshua witnessed the failure of the Israelites.
他看到了他老师摩西的失败。
He witnessed the failure of his mentor Moses.
他从中学习教训。
He learned through these failures.
他公开被案例。
He was ordained in the public.
代替摩西做以色列的领袖。
To lead the Israelites in the place of Moses.
可以说，约书亚后来带领以色列人进应许之地一生之久。
So we can see that Joshua later led the Israelites into the promised land throughout his life.
他都跟随耶和华。
He followed the Lord throughout his life.
所以在他临终的时候，他说。
So before Joshua died.
他说：“至于我和我家，我必定侍奉耶和华。”
As for me and my family, we will follow the Lord.
一代的领袖成长起来。
The leader of a generation grew up.
一代的新人成长起来。
A people of a new generation also grew up.
他们要面对一个全新的生活。
They will face a brand new life.
他们要进入一个新的地方，那是神给他们的应许之地。
They will enter a new land. That's the land the Lord promised.
如果你想到这里的时候，你就会发现，这是一幅多么美的图画呀！
Now, when we think of this, we should be able to picture a beautiful scenery.
但是非常可惜。
But
非常可惜。
Alas,
可惜他们只延续了一代人。
But the good things only last one generation.
以后的以色列人还是不听神的话。
The generation after this second census, again, they rebelled against the Lord.
去敬拜偶像，神遭遇了神很大的惩罚。
They worship idols of the land, and they were punished severely by the Lord.
为什么不能每一代人都学习上一代人的好处呢？
Why is that the next generation cannot always follow the good examples of the previous generation?
我们中国人还有一句话。
There's another Chinese saying.
啊，看看他翻得出来不翻得不出来。那个中国人说，富不过三代。
There's a Chinese saying. Let's think about it.
就是说啊，一个人有钱了以后哈，他呢这个他的财富不会延续三代人。
Okay, let me try this. Okay, what it says is that the father's the wealth will not last through the fourth generation.
哦，对，他就第四代就没钱了，都穷了。这个是很有意思的一个思考。
Okay, this is an interesting thought.
那就是说，第一代的人开始富有了。
What it says that the first generation they accumulate some wealth.
那第一代的人为什么开始富有呢？
Okay, so why does the first generation was able to accumulate wealth?
因为他们勤俭持家，他们努力工作。
Because they work hard and they save a lot.
所以呢，这个财富慢慢积累，所以这个家庭开始慢慢富有。
So they were able to accumulate the wealth, and then the family become well to do.
所以但是呢，你就从他们的这一第一代的人身上可以看到很多优良美好的品德。
So you can tell that from the first generation there are many good characters from this family.
但是到第二代、第三代的时候就开始出问题了。
The problem starts to come out in the second and the third generation.
第二代、第三代就开始因为有钱了就开始挥霍，就不懂得开始努力工作。
So the second and third generation they were born with the silver spoons in their mouth, so they started to spend money.
到后来的时候，因为只会花钱不会工作努力赚钱，所以后来就变得贫穷了。
So all they know is how to spend money, but they don't know how to make money. So the wealth got spent, and then they became poor and poor.
所以我们就看到，当虽然我们美好的愿望，但是若我们不持久一代一代的下去的时候，其实我们的生活就慢慢的越来越变样。
We may have good wishes for the generations to come, but if we don't maintain it, we don't keep up the good work, we will have less and less to live with.
那个我家前院呢有一小块地。
In his household, in the front yard, okay, not my house.
昨天好多人呢都去看了。
Many people were there yesterday.
那现在呢都没种什么东西了。
It was like a wasteland.
那个因为没有水哈。
Because it's a drought.
那个但是呢我家里还是有一些个小盆儿，那盆里边呢种了一点葱。
There are small pots. They planted some.
Onion,
green onion, not onion, green onion.
Yeah. 所以那个葱呢，当然呢，长得都很细了。
Those green onions are not good, not fat. They're skinny.
那个因为浇水又少又不浇肥。
Because it was not fertilized and there's not enough water for them.
并且还有一个问题，我也从来不去管理。
Yeah, he doesn't take care of it.
那当然了，有的时候家里正好没有做菜的时候，没有葱的时候呢，我就让我的小孩呢去捡一点葱。
Well, they come handy, okay? If there's they run out the green onion, they can always get it. No, he'll send his children to collect those green onions.
但是捡葱的时候，我就告诉他们要小心一点。
But he tells his kids when they cut the green onion to take extra care.
为什么呢？因为没有管理，所以那个盆里边不止长葱啊，还长了很多什么草啦、weeds 啊，一大堆的东西全都长出来了。
Because there are other things growing up in the pot also. They're weeds.
所以找的时候呢，找那个葱的时候呢，要慢慢去找。
So they have to really find the green onion.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们在种葱的时候，从来没有把那个真正的那个位置全都清理得干干净净。
Because before they plant the seed of the green onion, they did not weed out the.
所以当那个葱开始长的时候，怎么样？那个野草什么东西也跟着一起长。
So the wild grasses, all the weeds grow along with the green onion.
啊，我曾经问过一个人，我说啊，哎呀，这种地啊，那怎么能够长的就是那个野草不会跟着也一起长出来呢
？So once I asked a fellow, how can you grow a good stuff, but not those wild grasses.
他说最简单的办法。
The guy says, the best way to do this is.
那就是说着，当他那个这个秋天的时候哈，你呢一把火呢把它烧掉。
The best way is in the autumn time when the grasses were dry, just burn all of them.
因为你只有把它们全都烧掉，所以到春天的时候，它长的时候它就不会有了。
Once you burn all the grass,
当然也不全部哈。
And then when it comes springtime, only the good one will come out.
啊，他说这起码这个就会清理的比较干净。
He says it's not the total solution, but it's at least it will get out some of the bad grass.
因为他讲完这个东西呢，我又思想人生。
So I started to think about life after he told me about this.
哎，有的时候我们的人生里边愿望是希望长好的。
So, most of the time in our lives, we want the good things to come out.
但是有的时候坏的好的一起长。
But sometimes, good and bad, they grow together.
最后结果呢？好的呢，没有长大，最后坏的长得更大。
And sometimes, the good thing didn't come out, but only the bad things.
只有把那些坏的一把火全烧掉。
Only when we burn all the bad stuff,
我们才能够开始一个全新的生活。
Then we can start a brand new life.
有一个以色列人的先生晚上去见耶稣。
An Israelite teacher went to see Jesus at night.
耶稣见到他的时候，直截了当对他说。
Jesus told this person straight.
他说：“人若不重生，不能见神的国。”这个 John chapter 3.
This is in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 6. Jesus tells this teacher, the Israelite teacher, Jesus says this, John 3, 6, flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit.
那从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit.
那他在这里讲的意思是什么呢？
What Jesus is saying is this.
每一个人都希望开始新的生活。
We all want to start a brand new life.
如果你的心还是肉心，那个意思就跟原来没有什么两样。
But if your heart remains a fleshy heart, that is, if your mind remains the same,
那你的生活不会有什么新的改变。
Then there will be no change in your life.
只有你的生命从神那里有一个新的改变的时候。
Only when your life is renewed by the Lord.
你的生活才可以开始一个全新的生活。
Then you can start a brand new life.
新的一代成长起来。
The new generation grows up.
他们希望有新的生活。
They want to have a new life.
但是这个生活，这种的生活非常的脆弱。
But this kind of life, can be fragile.
他们以色列人只持续了一代人这样的生活。
This kind of new life is very fragile, so they were only able to continue for only one generation.
因为他们是靠着自己的力量，希望跟随神。
Because they were relying on their own strength to follow God.
但是他们没有力量胜过周围试探和引诱。
And they don't have the strength to overcome the temptations from the nations around them.
但是耶稣基督来。
But when Jesus Christ came,
他差派圣灵住在我们的心里。
He sends the Spirit to live among us.
神的灵给我们力量。
The Spirit of the Lord gives us strength.
让我们有力量能胜过这一切的试探和引诱。
That we can overcome these temptations.
今天我们在座的有要去大学读书的。
Among us, there are some people there, you're going to into colleges.
有很多的试探引诱在我们的周围。
There will be temptations around you.
我们有年轻的。
There are young people here.
在你人生成长的过程之中，也有很多试探和引诱在我们的周围。
There will be temptations waiting for you when you grow up.
我们怎么能够胜过这一切呢？
How can we overcome all these temptations?
神的灵住在我们的里面。
The Spirit of the Lord is within us.
神与我们同在。
The Lord is with us.
让我们能够有力量，帮助我们能胜过这一切。
That we may have the strength to overcome all these.
愿我们从中吸取教训。
Wish that may we that learn from these lessons.
真的在神的面前有一个新生活的开始。
That we may really live a new life before the Lord.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们在你的面前特别感谢你，你在2000年前来到世上为我们死，为我们生，让我们能有一个新生命的开始。你也把圣灵赐下，让我们能够靠着神给我们的力量能够胜过这一切，保守我们的心在你的面前蒙恩典。主啊，求你带领。今天我们有四位的弟兄在你的面前做见证，也求你与他们同在。主啊，求你一生之久带领他们，带领他们活在你的爱中，活在你的恩典之中。谢谢主，愿神的祝福临到我们。祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。